Blog Talk Radio.
Ramos, and you're listening to David Eric on Anything Goes.
So what's going on, everybody? This is David Eric. You're listening to my very, very first show, Anything Goes, on Freestyle Paradise. I'd like to introduce my co-host for today, Mr. Carlos C4 Ramos.
What's going on, David?
How's everything, man? Thank you for coming to my first show, co-host with me. I really, really appreciate you.
You just had to call, brother. You know anything about the music?
Carlos and myself are actually in the studio working on my brand new album.
Correct.
That's coming out extremely hot. Uh-huh. Later on in the show, we have an interview with an awesome young man named A2Bs. Uh-huh. He's going to come down and talk about everything he's going through. Right. He's got music out. He's got a book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Going on tour. He's got videos.
Yep.
So we're going to welcome him in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Carlos, what's up? Talk to me.
Not much.
How's everything?
I'm great, great, great. You know me. As long as I'm creating, I'm a happy person.
Yeah,
so I live to create. So, you know, wherever I can be of assistance to anyone to help them bring their dreams to life is where I'm at. But, you know, talking about you,
so
you've been working
on
your music, man.
Yeah, I mean, album's coming out really good.
Yeah. I'm
really
excited,
good.
Man, because when we first started doing it, it was interesting to me that you were using songs that were inspired from when you were younger, ideas that
right.
were really passionate to you, and how you were able to bring them to life now, and how time seasoned it.
Exactly, marinated.
Yeah,
and now
yeah.
it's really, really, really good. So, today's topic, obviously, we're talking about cover songs.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about freestyle when it first started out, where it kind of like mellowed out a little bit, mm-hmm. and now it's coming back,
mm-hmm.
and we're actually making a change.
Mm-hmm.
It's dance, mm-hmm. it's
electronic,
futuristic.
It's fresh. It's always fresh.
Up and coming, which I'm really excited about.
Right.
So, talk to me. As far as freestyle, you've been in the business a while. You've been DJing for a long time.
Yeah, I
talk
remember
about
when it first got put on my tables, you know, going out to see, you know, going to various clubs in New York City, Gotham's and Bonds International, and the list goes on and on, you know, Copa and Devil's Nest, and, you know, there's just so many clubs to name, but as the music was coming out and filtering into the mainstream, you know, you had people like Eddie Rivera who were in the forefront helping out with the movement and the sound, as well as people like Sal Albertino,
right.
Who a lot of people really don't know is one of the, you know, most important players in not just freestyle but in hip-hop music.
Right.
You know, the music is here. It's always evolving. It's a really serious expression of young artists trying to explain their emotions in today's world.
Right.
Through music.
Right.
Just like a dancer would, you know, express themselves dancing, or a teacher would express themselves by the certain words they use or a certain teaching technique. Music is the way these artists express themselves.
Right.
Just like an artist painting a picture. If you decide you don't like it, you paint it white and you start all over again.
Absolutely.
Until you get it perfect. But, you know, it's very interesting. Freestyle has its own way of always coming back. It's been pushed aside and it comes back.
Yeah.
I think this rhythm is of a global sense.
It is.
Do you know what I mean? This sound, because it's so passionate. The storylines, what they talk about is, it connects people.
It does. It absolutely does. It's romantic music, whether it's I love you or I hate you.
Right.
What a beautiful dance beat. It's just, I remember when it first came out, like, I gravitated to it. When I started writing, then when I got in the studio, I was like, this is me.
Right.
This is absolutely what I want to do. It's just amazing. And I love the mm-hmm. fact that now that it's coming back and the legends are actually transforming as well,
mm-hmm.
and my new music that's coming out, I love the fresh taste that we're putting on it.
Right.
And it's never going to go away.
Oh, no,
absolutely
never. No. It's just going to progress, evolve, the culture itself. I think that that's what keeps this music alive. I think it's really the culture of music. The musicians are the ones who motivate it and push it, and it's just not a thing of the consumer wanting it, as opposed to how artists view it and need it in their lives, because they build from this foundation. And the simplicity of the music, which is not really simple, because a lot of people think they can do it, but a lot of people have never really, not everybody can achieve the same effect.
Very true.
Because again, it has to do with the storyline. You know, I think it has a lot of background from the disco era, but at the same time, it has more ideas of culture. Because who else is going to talk about my music, you know, my rhythm, my groove, my love for this or my love for you, and put it all together and make it mesh. Most people are going to sing a song about pass me a bottle. Let's just have some fun and keep it simple. But Latin music and this culture of sound being influenced from Europe and America and the Caribbean, of course, and Africa, this melting of sound gives the freestyle music its life.
Right.
Because it's tapped into all of those sounds.
Right.
You know? It's tapped into everything. It's just not one sound. So it is, I guess, as long as it's always progressing and incorporating new flavors, kind of like a salsa, it always progresses. It'll always stay relevant.
Right. Being that you said that, that's exactly why when I was working on my last album, because it made such an impact
mm-hmm.
and it gravitated to everyone, I decided that I wanted to do a cover song. That's mm-hmm. why we're doing freestyle artist that actually did cover songs,
right,
the main
right.
topic of the show.
Right.
That's exactly why I went into the studio, and I actually did Give Me Back My Heart by Karina.
Correct.
That song came out in 1988.
Right.
I did it in 2010 just to give it a fresh thing. Everybody loves it. So actually, we're going to play that song for you right now. It's called Give Me Back My Heart by David Eric, of course, and we're going to play some new stuff. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to play some original songs by the artist.
Oldies but Goodies.
And Oldies but Goodies, you're right. And the classic covers that they made, and they actually made to big dance hits.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go, David Eric, Give Me Back My Heart.
Give me back my heart.
What's up, everybody? It's David Eric. You just listened to my song, Give Me Back My Heart, a cover song I redid by the original singer was Karina. That song came out in 1988. So I'm here with Carlos, my co-host for today. I thank you. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Anything Goes. The album that we're working on, let's talk about that and where we're going with it, because I'm also going to play some new stuff.
Okay.
Let's tell the audience exactly
what happened,
where we're going.
Okay.
With this.
Well, I heard David's music and I was inspired by what he was doing. And I wanted to connect David with a younger producer, somebody who, you know, might have heard freestyle but was really not used to creating that, to give it a newer sound, a fresher, you know, rhythm, you know, because it's always about enhancing the rhythm, you know what I mean?
Right.
So when I heard David's cadence and his rhythm, I connected him with this other producer named Frankie Matales.
Shout out to Frankie. I really thank him for working on my album as well.
Yeah, yes. A genius. You know, a very talented musician.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with in time because of his ability to create, but also hear something and take someone's idea and recreate it for them around what they want on the fly,
right,
which is a talent in itself.
Right.
But, you know, he has a project coming out as well. Hopefully we'll get him on the show. But I heard him, and I thought that he would be a good contribution to your work and your music.
And yes, and he really, really is.
And I think it was a great idea to put you two guys together, really, because I hear and I see the motivation that comes out of your music. Which is why you create, is to always create that energy to keep motivating other people.
Right.
That energy.
And keep it different.
Yeah, keep it different.
So should we play? I think we should, right?
Yeah,
I think we should play one of the little tracks.
Yeah, I think we could sneak one of those in. I think they get a kick out of it.
We will. I'm going to speak to Mr. Angel when he comes in. Maybe he can actually drop in on this song and do some freestyle, some lyrics on there.
Yeah, in time.
In time. So anyway, this is Love Without Her. You're listening to Anything Goes with David Eric and my special co-host today, Mr. Carlos C4 Ramos.
All right, this is the Untouchable Nino Capone, and you're listening to David Eric and Anything Goes Freestyle Paradise Radio.
Hi, John E. Listening to David Eric C4 on Anything Goes Radio.
Underground to where the sun comes out, I'll put you on a ship and away we go. Away we go, the stars are not so far away. Could have been there with me if you did not choose to stay. But now I can't see myself live without my heart, which I gave you. You care right from the start. So now I see that back, girl. Please, I've got to go now. Go now. Just can't see.
You're not rocking out with my boy, David Eric. You're listening to Freestyle Paradise, where anything goes. This is a good idea from our Drunk Production. Go ahead, David.
Hey, David Eric, this is Francis and Billy. We just want to wish you lots of luck on your newest adventure. Bye.
Hey, what's going on, my people? You're not listening to David Eric. Anything goes on Freestyle Paradise. Yeah, baby. Do your thing, baby.
Yo, what's good? It's Fred from
I'm showing up, kid, making the girls get down. Tune with David Eric, C4, anything goes radio, you know what it is.
What's going on? It's OMB Music's own J Crash, and you tuned in to David Eric and C4 on anything goes. Let's go.
Hello, Carlos. We're back.
Song is awesome.
Song is awesome.
Sick.
Let the audience know. Let me ask you this. Are there any certain projects that you want to promote while we're here?
There's a lot of different things on the table. I'm working with a really hot young artist named Elizabeth Soul, who's coming out with an R&B album called R&B Resurrection. There's another gentleman named Divine that I've been working with.
Awesome.
R&B-ish, soul, Latin soul, clubby, very diverse writer. So it's a pleasure to work with him because he comes at it with a different perspective.
Right.
As the normal, most people write straight right in front of you. He writes from the side. So when you listen to it, it's like, you really want to listen because it's like if he's talking to you on your shoulder.
Right.
As opposed to yelling at you or telling you exactly what he's feeling. He's coming at it from a different angle, you know?
Please, let me know when it's done.
It's really very inspirational music. Very, very inspirational music. I really enjoy working with artists who try to inspire thought in their song. But, you know, we have some more stuff coming on with you. And
absolutely.
Yeah. It really shocked me that you, I remember the day we crossed paths and we were at the fashion show and I was sitting there and I wasn't expecting you to come out to sing.
Oh, because I was hosting that day.
You were hosting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I remember that day.
About 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago, yeah, right. That's when we met. You
came
down for the fashion show.
Right.
And I also met Angel that night.
Right. And sitting in the side there, and the next thing I know, I hear this beat come on, and I'm looking up, and David, you hear you come running out. And the way you had that crowd captivated was like, wow, this is like, you know, 20-some-odd years later, and to see you being on the forefront still trying to support this music.
Absolutely.
And keep it alive and keep it fresh and willing to work with other producers and bringing in newer and creative ideas to enhance your sound.
Right.
And where you want to be as an artist is great. You know?
Thank you.
It's a great feeling, you know?
Thank you. Being that we're gonna this cover song we're doing, it's Karina. She actually redid Summertime.
Okay.
Her version came out in 2008, I believe.
Okay.
And the original singer, Narcia, came out in 1986.
Mm-hmm. I remember the song.
Actually, no, 1997, Karina came out with her version, and 86 was Narcia.
Right.
So right now, you're going to listen to Summertime by Karina.
Okay.
I wish. That song is just a classic, right? If the original came out in 1986.
Wow. 86. I remember being in SOBs. Wow. That was 7 days a week back then. Hanging out in these this dark club playing music for an international crowd was pretty hot. It wasn't like the normal, you know, everybody you knew on the block was there.
Right.
This club was like people from Spain and Italy and France and Germany and Brazil and Haiti and Martinique and Guadeloupe. Like, it's people from all over the world just mixing, and they were just absorbing the sound, you know. So it was fun putting a Latin twist on their music.
Right.
You know. It influenced a lot, you know. That song, of course, was a classic. I remember the many nights of being in the club playing that, and the girls running up right after you finished playing it. Can you play this new song?
Right.
So, I just played it. It's okay. I haven't heard it yet. I just played it. Can you just play it again? Yeah, I got it.
I think Karina did a great job with doing that song.
Yeah,
I like
it. Of course.
What was it like doing in 86? Actually, I wasn't born yet, so I can't help you there. No, I'm kidding.
you're just lying about your age here, right? I feel you. I'd be pulling out some of those old pictures once in a while, too, you know what I mean? Just to remind myself where I came from, you know? But it's all good. It's all good, you know?
So let's go with one of our classic jams. I love the fact that we're going to play right now, Loving You Like Crazy by Karina. We're back. You're listening to Anything Goes with David Eric, my special co-host today, Mr. Carlos C4 Ramos.
Yep.
Loving You Like Crazy. When I hear that song, it's just, you hear the lyrics and the passion in that song.
Definitely.
Absolutely why I love it.
Yeah, I remember listening to that many nights and just daydreaming. No, you know, Karina is a fabulous artist.
Amazing.
So talented. She crossover from Latin to club music all the time and do it so freely. I love her style. I remember working with her back in the 80s when I was a DJ up at the Palladium, and watching her on stage was like, wow, the energy of that lady, you know?
Yeah, I met her in 1991 and we hung out a couple of times. I went to her one woman show.
Right.
That play was absolutely amazing. Fear and All of Me. That was a couple of years ago. She's just freaking talented. Talented. Great actress as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of them seem to have that capability. You know, when you look at them being just not, you know, musically oriented, but being able to act.
Yeah, Jenny Torres in a play.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Can't forget Jennifer in her own little way.
Yeah.
You know, or
absolutely.
Rosie in her own little way and her giggles.
Oh, yeah.
But they all contribute something to it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's the bigger picture, you know
and
what I mean?
I'm sure you had the pleasure of working with many artists, right?
Yeah, I remember Rosie after they did the Copland movie.
Really?
Yeah. We were hanging out, and I had asked her what is she doing for the people?
Right.
And she turned around and she said, wait till you find out. And then she dropped the movie, Yo Soy Boricua.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was Yo Soy Boricua. And the movie was about the Latin culture in America and how it influenced between the music, the culture, and the environment.
Right.
How it's constantly growing. It doesn't stop. But you were saying earlier on the Karina song how it was influenced on love, which
right.
I find very fascinating in this music. It always had that content. It was very strong, the emotion.
Whether it's I'm in love with you or I really can't stand you.
Yeah.
It's just all about 100% passion in the music.
Then the dance floors were packed with
what?
It. They just ate it up.
Because
it was like a give and take. It was a guy looking at a girl or vice versa, and he would sing a part and she would sing a part, and he would sing a part and she would sing a part. So it was a give and take. It was a push me, pull you, you know?
Tug
of war.
Right about now, no matter what party you ever go to, a lot of people could be sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
But once that first freestyle track comes on, it's a domino effect. It's like everybody just starts hitting the dance floor. Everybody starts singing all the classics.
Fun.
It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
That's it.
So what song were you? What's on the next song we're gonna play for them? We had on the list. What was it?
Another passionate song. We got the Cover Girls. They redid "Wishing on a Star." The ballad version was nice, and then they also had a dance version.
That's right.
So we're gonna play the dance version for you. Here's Cover Girls, "Wishing on a Star."
Paradise Radio.
Follow where you are.
gonna love that version. That dance beat, it's it like a little hip hop freestyle. It's really nice.
What she did, what they did,
amazing.
It was so they were so ahead of their time, right?
Amazing.
And kind of the Latin Supremes, kind of, you know.
They are. When did they start? They started in 1987, I believe.
Right.
They were big hats. All three of them auditioned for Little Louis Vega, I believe. No,
Andy Panda. Right.
Yeah, and they.
I know Little Louis did some mixes on that. There was a Ness mix on that. I remember it was kind of
Fever
like pretty
Records.
Dope. On Fever Records, exactly.
Amazing.
There's Sal Albertino again, you know.
The three former members have actually gotten back together.
Wow.
Now they're called the original CoverGirls.
Okay.
And they're actually performing everywhere. So you have the CoverGirls, and you have the original CoverGirls. But all three members are back together, so they're actually performing a lot of places.
Right. Angel was one of them, right?
Yep.
Angel.
She has a couple of awesome solo tracks out as well.
Exactly.
I remember her... Lizette Melendez and Little Susie were doing a little miniature tour together called Sal Tour.
What was it called?
Susie, Angel, and Lizette. That's why it's called Sal Tour.
Wow, you sure wasn't Sal Albertino behind something like that?
It probably could have.
It was a powerful mix.
He had everybody.
Those voices were sick.
But if he did put that tour together, he did it perfectly with his name and Susie, Angel, and Lizette. That's why
you couldn't.
Amazing.
Those three girls were sick with
that. I'm not sure who put that tour together, but seeing them together.
Yeah.
Absolutely hot.
Yeah, so.
Being that we're on the cover, girls, let's play Show Me, the classic number one hit.
Thank you.
David Eric here, Anything Goes, Freestyle Paradise. I'm here with my co-host Carlos Ramos, C4.
How we doing?
Carlos, thank you for coming down. By the way, everybody, and later on in the show, we're going to have an awesome, straight-up, half-hour mix by the awesome DJ Flash.
Yeah, yeah, I've
heard. We're stopping by the studio. He's going to do some mixing for us, so we can all just get up and dance our coolies off.
Mm.
Being that we're talking about freestyle, you cannot mention the word freestyle without mentioning this name. The one and only, the queen of freestyle, Miss Judy Torres.
Of course.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, I love
her on stage.
When she first came out, I remember, man, she was driving everybody crazy with that
chunky, funky.
No reason to cry.
Last year, I had the pleasure of performing with her in the Hoboken Festival.
Right.
I love when she gets on stage, she pulls out the cassettes and just makes
the crowd.
She has
so much energy. What? She's like, she's a goddess on stage.
She is. She definitely is the queen of freestyle. She has a beautiful personality on the radio, KCU.
You're right.
She's awesome in the play. I believe she's in Greek Wedding or My Big Wedding, something like that.
Right.
I saw her promoting something like that. She covered a song.
Okay.
She made very popular in the clubs today, obviously, Faithfully. Came out in 2008, her version of it.
Correct.
So let's play Faithfully by the one and only Judy Torres. really like her version on that track.
Sick.
I love
unbelievable.
Like I said, performing that.
Her range, man. Her range.
Yeah.
It's all about how confident you are on that stage and believing what you're saying, you know. You have to have a conviction, you know. And she's always had that.
She does.
She made you feel like it was your song. When you heard it, it was like, wait a minute. She's saying what I want to say right now. You know what I mean? So it was always that feeling, you know, that connection, you know?
Absolutely amazing. So being that way of talking about her, let's hit them with a Judy Torrance classic hit.
Yeah,
you ready for that? I'm ready to dance some more.
Which one you want?
Let's go with Coming to My Arms by the one and only Judy Torrance.
Thank you.
mention the word freestyle without listening to Take Me in Your Arms. No. The one and only Little Susie.
I remember that. I remember DJing, and the guy walked up to me, and he says, "I can't believe you just played that song." I said, "Why not?" He says, "I wrote it." I'm like, "No, no, really? You know, everybody, when you're working as an entertainer or a DJ, and you play something and somebody knows it, you know, you never know who you might run into, you know what I mean? People will come up and tell you the most amazing stories of how these songs came to be. And you never really know. So it's always interesting to see what comes out of the mix, as they say. You know what I mean?
And so young. She was so young when she did the song.
When I first saw her perform, I think she was like 11 or 13 years old. And
about 13,
she was performing at Merlin's under Judy. What was the girl's name? Downtown Julie Brown. Brown.
Wow.
Remember she had the big MTV show?
Yes, she did.
Just when the bottle was big and everything.
Right.
And, I remember her favorite song was, Turn the Beat Around. Go figure.
Turn the Beat. Turn the Beat Around. Actually, Little Susie, we're going to play that right now. Her cover of Turn the Beat Around. You're listening to Anything Goes with David Eric, my special co-host, my man. Dude, working on my album, Mr. Carlos, C4 Rainbow. awesome cover.
Oh,
awesome
unbelievable.
Cover.
Unbelievable.
She's done a good job.
Yeah, it fascinates me.
At the same time, I believe Gloria Estefan came out with her version, and obviously because she's more popular, they played her version more mainstream.
Right.
But Little Susie did a good job.
Yeah, yeah. For her, for where she was coming from and not having really experienced the disco era, it was very fascinating to hear her rendition of it. Gloria also added something to it. It's still a hit. A lot of girls still ask for the Gloria Estefan version of it. But I think that, you know, I think it's the rhythm freestyle. It
right.
just keeps pushing its way through.
It
just,
does.
It's that drum beat. It's
it
that
does.
Clave, as they say. Without that clave, you ain't got no music. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be honest with you. Even if you pay attention to Gloria Estefan's version, she has that freestyle Latin flavor in
right.
there as well.
Right.
So, you know, it's just obviously she got more popularity because she's more mainstream.
More global, world
more,
global.
Correct. So, Angel just walked in the building. What's up?
Yo.
I'm so glad he's in the building. We're actually going to have an interview with Angel coming up next. But let's go back to Little Susie. Let's play her classic song,
yeah,
Take Me In Your Arms. And after that, we got the one and only Angel the Beast in the building.
Hi, this is Carlos C4 Ramos, and you're listening to David Eric on Anything Goes.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, David Eric here. We're at Freestyle Paradise. Co-hosting with me today is C4, Mr. Carlos Ramos.
What's going on?
We have a special guest today. I want to welcome Mr. Angel Beast, upcoming artist that the music is extremely, extremely hot. First of all, I want to thank you for being
my first musical guest. Thank you, guys.
I want to thank Carlos for co-hosting with me today. We're going to get right into it. I want to talk about, first of all, it's funny how we met.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing a fashion show, and I was actually going to be in a studio with a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
The single did not happen. However, you guys came down. He performed.
Yeah.
I met yourself, and I met Carlos. It's funny how now I'm working with Carlos on my new album. Hopefully would like to work with you as well. I wanted to thank you for coming down today.
Thank you.
So everyone, this is Angel Beast. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me
absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, absolutely. So talk to me. Let's go back to your album. Let everybody know exactly what's going on, when it started, how it's happening. Just
first of all, I want to thank you for having me tonight. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Thank you very much.
It's awesome how the world just kind of spun around and brought us back together.
It's crazy, right?
Yes. We met a couple years ago at a fashion show, which was a great event. I'm happy to be here, be talking about my music and your radio show, which is awesome. Anything goes here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, anything goes.
Yeah.
We're doing everything here.
My album is gonna be released at the end of the year. I've so far released an EP. It's called Invited.
Invited.
Yes.
Great
and
name.
It's available on iTunes and every single digital store that there is on the internet. So if you guys would like to listen to my music, just tune in on iTunes and type in Angel Beast, Invited.
You definitely have to get it. The music is hot. Wait till we play it. Everybody's going to want to get it. Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Absolutely. You guys are going to enjoy it. We're going to be playing some of my music here. And it's just a great pleasure to be here.
This is awesome. So, Carlos, let's go.
Yeah. No, Angel, you know, I heard the work that you was doing, and, you know, it really inspired me. I thought I needed to get you on here because I think that, you know, people are looking for a fresher and a newer sound to complement what's going on in today's dance music. And I think that, you know, you kind of had a vision, and you brought it to light, you know?
It is different. I really enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Nice
Thank you so
much.
Sound.
Yeah.
Where
are you from originally, Angel?
I'm originally from Dominican Republic. I was born and raised there.
Oh.
I'm a Caribbean boy.
Oh, okay.
Araca.
Hello. I like that.
That's probably where you get a lot of your influences.
Absolutely.
In music and stuff,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's very well known that the Caribbean is the main airport of the world. We receive influences from all the cultures in the world.
Very
we
true.
Were first very a colony true. from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
We've been a colony from almost every empire in the world.
Right.
And so we got a lot of influences. We're mixed with so many races.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we are very filled with flavor.
Well, filled with flavor. Good word, man.
I like that one. I like that one a lot.
Good. You think that comes through in our music, Dave?
Absolutely. I can't wait for my album to be done, but we'll talk about you for now. The album, actually, I would love for you to be a guest on one of the
songs. Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that.
I definitely hooked that up myself, Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
Album's coming out really
awesome.
Well. I want to go back to your first single that you were dropping. Let's talk about that. Is there a music video involved?
Yes, we're working on the music video.
Okay.
It's just being released. We released it June 5th, and we're continuously working on the album. The videos should be released probably within the next 2 months.
Awesome.
We're working on that. And we're also planning on our tour for this year and for next year. And I was talking to Carlos about Brazil. I think Brazil is very appealing right now. It's a great market.
Definitely.
And I really believe that there's a good possibility in Brazil for the music. Yeah.
Absolutely.
My music is Spanish. Spanish is very appealing to The United States is the second language in the United States.
Absolutely.
Brazil speaks a different dialect, a different language, but it's very similar to Spanish.
Right.
Cultures are very similar. We are also mixed people, you know, the brown people. So it's very appealing to them.
Awesome.
I think this year we're going to tour within the United States, and then next year we're going to take it global.
Awesome. So give me the moral of the story, the name of it, and...
Oh, absolutely. In my life, I've completed a transformation. I've taken my life to a point of enjoyment.
Okay.
I live an extraordinary life. I love what I do. I do what I love.
It's important. Life is short. Mm-hmm. It's important.
And,
Very good.
And I'm just inviting everyone into my world, into my music, and into living a great life.
But that's why it's called Invited.
Invited.
Okay.
Yes.
And the single, let's go back to the first single.
The first single that we're promoting is Cold Soledad.
Okay.
I am choosing this particular song because it was my first love with this album.
Okay.
The first time I listened to the music, when we were composing the music, I just fell in love with it. It has a lot of feelings to it. The music, the song is really hot. It's my favorite. People's favorites are different, you know, they choose other songs. Most people like the other songs, but personally, I'm very in love with that one.
Wow. Okay, so we are actually going to play your first single.
Yes.
So if you would like to introduce your song to everyone listening to Freestyle Paradise, Anything Goes, with David Eric and my special co-host today, Mr. C4, Carlos Ramos.
C4.
Everyone, this is Angel Beast. We are here in Freestyle Paradise. Anything Goes with David Eric, Carlos C4 Ramos. This is your boy Angel Beast introducing Soledad from the album Invited. You are all invited to listen to the hottest music this summer. Soledad.
Another hit by C4.
Cuando me piensas, suspiras, no hay manera de que puedas olvidarme, de tu cuerpo borrarme, de tu mente sacarme, no. Solamente pido que me des una noche más de placer, que me permitas conectarme profundo en tu ser, tocar tu alma, mientras despacio admiro tu desnudez, bajo la luz de la luna hasta el amanecer.
Había una voz que contaba de tu soledad,
recuerdo tus gemidos a causa del placer, mientras recorría cada esquina de tu piel, y me decías cómo lo hago, nadie te lo va a hacer, vivíamos el momento, olvidamos el ayer,
studio.
with Angel Beats. That was dope, man. Let me tell you, my brother, that shit was banging.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Who did the production on that?
This is my producer from Florida.
Okay.
He has a production company called Dynamic Beats.
Okay.
His name is Kevin Roy.
Oh.
Yeah, very talented producer.
I'd say so. Definitely say so.
The only track that he actually produced, which
actually
was
he produced my whole album.
Really?
Yeah.
We were actually just jamming in the studio. That was so like right.
We
were just like,
yeah.
Where's the party at?
Nice.
And this is the video you're gonna shoot for, right?
Yeah, this will be the first video.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any concept you would like to?
Oh, absolutely.
Like
I mean, this is a very beachy song.
Yeah.
You know, it just takes you back to being.
On a vacation.
Right. Life is a vacation.
Life is a vacation.
There you go.
Yeah,
the question is, they say, do you have the dessert before dinner or dinner after dinner?
I think you could have both.
Well,
in my life, I have it all.
Have your cake and
you can have it all.
Both? You have an appetite like that?
Have your cake and eat it too.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing song.
Thank you so much.
So, you're taking this on tour, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you have any date set, anything? Any
none of the information has been released yet.
Okay.
We have some dates in New York, but my management team is being very choosy with what we're going to do.
Okay.
So they're still handling all of that, the bookings and everything. Technically, I'm just getting a call and showing up.
Okay.
You know,
that's
my part of the job, yes.
You did your part already.
Yeah.
Promote that album. Music. Now,
absolutely.
That's why you have a manager.
Oh, my manager is so on point, yeah.
It's a team effort.
Absolutely.
It's definitely a team effort.
It really is.
A lot of people come together to make magic. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
As we're doing, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
As we are.
Hey, anything goes.
Anything goes. See? Just, and flights of vacation.
And have your cake and eat it.
You can have it all.
Have it your way.
And we do. Okay, so today's topic is basically about cover songs.
Okay.
I personally redid a song, obviously we played it today, Give Me Back My Heart. I fell in love with that song. It was something that I wanted to do. When I go on stage and promote my music and I perform that song, the entire crowd just goes crazy. It's a classic song. I'm actually very happy I redid that song. My question to you is, would you ever do a cover song? And if you did, tell us about it.
Well, it's not in my best interest right now to do a cover song. However, I would do a cover song. I really like rancheras for Spanish music. But if I was to do a cover song in English right now, I would love to do a cover song from Bruno Mars.
Get out. Really?
Yeah, I think he's an amazing...
very talented.
Yeah, amazing artist. His music is dope. You know, he has a great sound. So,
stage presence is awesome.
That kid is really
amazing.
It's my favorite so far.
That's very interesting. I thought maybe you would think about somebody, you know, back then. That's really quite interesting.
I mean, for somebody current.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
For who's out there currently. I would love to do rancheras, you know, Mexican music. You'll find me somewhere in you know, Mexico.
That's cool.
Just with my sombrero.
At what age did you realize you wanted to be in this business?
I realized I was into writing at a very young age.
Okay.
It was probably my first year in high school when I realized that I had the talent to write.
Okay.
And to improvise. Very smart kid. Didn't like to do my homeworks. So I would come into the room and, you know, we would have to speak about a topic. I would just look at the book, just scan the whole page, get up and give a half an hour exposition of whatever it is that was to be said. And I realized I piggybacked that for a long time, got really good grades. I don't recommend that for the kids, but, you know.
Whatever makes you get to school.
Absolutely. Doing my homework, it was just so fluent, so easy to write. When we were, you know, languages is one of my passions, and just coming up with things, you know, creating poetry and music, probably at the age of 14, 15 years old, I realized
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
You said languages. Do you speak any other languages?
Je parle français.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Piccolo italiano. Mm-hmm. I can say a few words and German.
Wow.
Spanish is my first language.
German is, how do you say hello in German?
Guten Abend.
That's good night.
Okay.
Yeah, I could say a few words.
Vastaslos.
Meine Fruda.
How are you? Meine Fruda.
Meine Fruda. Meine Kamerada.
Meine Kamerada. But it's interesting because I asked that question because of, you know, I always ask people where they come from and what languages they speak, because I think that the more languages you speak, the more cultured you are.
Correct. Absolutely.
And you learn about other people and other ideas outside of your own that give you an experience on life and music and the true enjoyment of what life is.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
It's all about coming together and being extraordinary, being wonderful, and having, you know, and being able to connect with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's the true purpose of life,
mm-hmm.
Is to be able to connect.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So you were saying as far as 14 and 15, you were writing music. Did your poetry lead you to, like, writing for someone, and that led you to the music business? Like, how did that lead you into this business?
Yes. For many years, I wrote for other underground artists.
Really?
I was involved in a lot of production, behind the scenes, you know, just helping other people produce their own music for many years. And then one day, I realized that I'm really passionate about music, and I would like to do it for myself, so I took a step back and, you know, just
started writing for yourself.
I did it for myself.
Awesome. Yeah. Actually, it's funny that you say that because a similar story. That's what actually led me into the music business. I was writing. I was at a very young age.
Wow.
And I was writing, and there were people in my family who were actually recording their own albums, and I started writing with them for them. And there came a point where I just said, you know what, I put myself through 2 years of vocal classes just to train my voice to see, because I really fell in love with it. And I was like, you know what, I put myself in a studio. It's funny that you say that. I said, similar story to. Wow.
Absolutely.
Now, the single that you are going to play next, can you kind of describe it for us and tell us
about
it?
Absolutely. It's the name of the song is Atrévete, which means dare.
Okay.
And dare come with me, dare join me, you know, dare to have fun. And so it's called If You Dare.
If You Dare.
But in Spanish.
Okay.
Atrévete.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are here in Angel the Beast with myself, David Eric, and my wonderful co-host today, Mr. Carlos Ramos, C4. Angel, please introduce your next song for everyone.
Hello, world. This is Angel Beast. You're about to listen to Atrévete.
Tonight, it's the night.
Another hit by C4.
Come with me, if you're there.
Atrévete, hagamos mil y un locura. Atrévete, esta noche yo te llevo a la luna. Atrévete, conmigo te vas a divertir. Atrévete, esta noche yo te enseño a vivir. Atrévete,
quiero tener el olor de tu piel. Acariciarte y hacerte muy bien. Quiero tener el olor de tu piel. Acariciarte y hacerte muy bien.
Tu belleza mestiza no puede evitarla usted. Me fascina la forma en que va seduciéndome. Su pelo, cintura, su bella locura, como me invita a yacer. Así que véngase, no se detenga usted. Porque esta noche como quiera lo vamos a hacer. No sea difícil y me huya, solo entréguese. Déjese convencer, pa' que esta noche no escapemos en un derroche placer.
Hagamos mil y un locura. Atrévete. Esta noche yo te llevo a la luna. Atrévete. Conmigo te vas a divertir. Atrévete. Esta noche yo te enseño a vivir. Atrévete.
Quiero tener
mujer. Quiero tener el olor de tu piel, acariciarte y hacerte mujer.
Su cuerpo me loca, su poca ropa me conquista. La forma en que mira y como de repente me hipnotiza. No puedo dejar de pensar en su cuerpo desnudar. Ya la quiero conquistar, va a comer de su manjar.
Me ahoga el deseo de tenerle. Esta noche conquistarle y atarle. Me ahoga el deseo de tenerle. Esta noche conquistarle y atarle. Tener el olor de tu piel, acariciarte y hacerte mujer.
Atrévete.
We're back. That song was absolutely awesome. Awesome. Damn it in the studio. Damn
yeah,
it.
Yes, sir. Like wow. I was on vacation there, bro.
That's the whole point, man. You
yeah,
know?
Man. That's exactly what music's supposed to do. Take
yeah.
you somewhere else.
Take
absolutely
you somewhere
amazing
else. Absolutely.
So listen, let's go back to who inspired you while you were growing up as far as music. Like what? Who was your, like, your favorite artist?
My influences? Yes,
exactly.
I can tell you, as far as urban music, we were inspired by a lot of reggae, which, you know, as a young guy in the 90s, it was very, it was something forbidden.
Okay.
For me, at my house, I wasn't allowed to listen to rap. I wasn't allowed to listen to reggaeton and reggae because in my country, they fought it for a long time. It was something rebellious. It was very young. You know, everyone wanted to be free, self-express.
Okay.
And the youth, you know, it was all about partying and having a good time. And, you know, it was the voice of the new generation. And what happens is that every time a generation is coming up and is coming up with something new, you know, the world is so used to doing the same thing
right.
that it refuses change.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In my
exactly.
generation, you know, the world in which I was living then, it was refusing change. My grandfather was so against it because, you know, he would talk about partying and having a good time. And sometimes I cannot say that it didn't have sexual content to it. And, you know, it would have references to street life, you know,
right.
the urban world,
right.
the side of the world that people don't want to talk about, you know, and then people don't want to have out there because it influences the new generations coming up, which I understand. But unfortunately, as a kid, you know, or fortunately enough, I would sneak out, and my uncle had like a huge drawer where he kept all his
cassettes.
Back then there was not CDs, it was
right.
cassettes,
and
A and B,
right.
and yeah, oh my God, I used to, he had a boombox in
okay.
his room, he would lock the door and then he'd just play that music for me, and it was amazing, you know, and it started out in Jamaica with the dancehall and all the reggae, you know, and then it was taken to Panama. And in Panama, they slow down the rhythms a little bit. It touched base here. It just traveled around the world. And all those people like Carlos Ramos who played with sound and incorporated all these flavors together were able to bring out this sound that today is known as reggaeton. It fought its way through. It became mainstream. And it was a huge influence in my life. And as an artist, I take that essence of reggae, reggaeton, dancehall, all these African rhythms. Yeah. And then and that flavor, which is, you know, it all comes from Africa.
It's the biggest part of freestyle is that Latin.
Yeah, those drums and that flavor, and then, you know, it just brings life to the party.
Absolutely.
There would be no party if we didn't have that flavor.
Absolutely.
So I take all of that, all the influences, and also other cultures. You know, I'm from a town where it's very touristic, and we're influenced by Europe a lot.
Okay.
We receive people from all over the world. You know, so. Being able to learn different languages, like we said before,
right.
And all that is reflected into my music. Also, the main, most important part of my music is reflecting my lifestyle.
Okay.
You know, I live a healthy lifestyle. I love what I do. I do what I love.
Right.
And very I am the first person to defend self-expression. Mm-hmm. I think that we all are entitled to it, and I think that, you know, it's a great thing to be able to pass it on and to make people feel good. I like to pass on my love to the world, and that's my way of doing it, you know.
Awesome. So besides all of the influences you have, and what makes you different from everybody else who's out there today?
A lot of things. First off, I chose dance music because I love dance music. But all the different influences that I'm bringing into dance music are very new.
Okay.
Everybody sounds the same. I sound completely different because I am myself.
Cool.
And I'm, you know, I'm just me. Yeah, I'm comfortable in my skin. I am a fresh new artist, and I have a message. I have a purpose, and I'm just not doing music for doing it. I'm doing it for the people, and I'm doing it with a purpose. I'm up to change the world into a better place.
And the music is really, it is different. It's really jamming to it.
Exciting, definitely. I hear a lot of different influences in your music and your choice of rhythms. You know, I think that, you know, you reflected back to reggae and Pan-American music and the Caribbean and the African influence with Latin. I think it's the most important part of American music, you know, which people seem to forget, is that diversity and the beauty of all of those cultures coming together. I think that disco music and freestyle music and house music and funk and blues and jazz and swing and contemporary Americana music all has very strong Latin influences. So how we envision to make the world a better place, the best way, I think, to make the world a better place and to know what the future holds is to create it. So do your part as an artist to create the future.
Absolutely.
And make it better for everyone.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. That's my mission.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hear it.
You're definitely going to succeed. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
I see myself as a well-known role model for new generations to come.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I see myself doing a lot of work with underdeveloped countries and
that's awesome.
Helping out a lot of kids that seem not to have possibilities, teaching them that.
Wow.
I was that kid who was born in the ghetto, who was born in a society where possibilities are very limited,
mm-hmm.
and it seems almost impossible to get to make your dreams come true. And I was that kid who fought against society, not society, but people in general who think that bringing your dreams to life is impossible.
Yeah.
I just want to say to every kid that is out there and it's going through a tough situation, and, you know, there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
You can become whatever you dream of. Your dreams are as tangible as anything else in this world. Mm-hmm. You just have to work your way there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So this third song we're about to hear, please tell us about it. I'm ready to hear some more music.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm ready to jam in the studio.
Nice. You guys are going to feel like you're in the club.
Okay.
This is a very happy song. It's very danceable. The name of the song is Let's Get Naughty.
Okay.
I don't think I have to say much about that.
Don't explain, you know?
I guess it's the Latin thing, you know, the African, the machismo. What would you say? You're a man in this. What would you call that? It's self-explanatory.
Self-explanatory. I'm just
absolutely.
We're just hot
absolutely.
People. being hot in Latin.
Oh, absolutely.
Age, I think, is. The best part of what's happening in the world and how it's changing again.
I mean, it's no secret to me and to anybody that sex is a wonderful aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need sex. Mm-hmm. And sex is not just a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's all I'm about. And we'll talk about my book, which is going to be published probably like 2 more months. It's going to be released.
Oh, we're definitely going to get into that, right?
And then the music ties up to the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The name of the song?
The name of the song is Let's Get Naughty. So everyone, this is Angel Beast, Anything Goes, Freestyle Paradise. David Eric, Carlos Ramos, Angel Beast, you're about to listen to Let's Get Naughty.
Angel Beast. Another hit by C4.
Imagínate lo que esto puede ser. Si esta noche conmigo quieres amanecer, déjate convencer que te quiero tener. Entre gritos y gemidos vamos a yacer. Págame, 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 págame.
Me seduce, me invita, te quiero tocar.
Let's get naughty, 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 naughty.
Me seduce, me invita, te quiero tocar.
Let's get naughty, 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 naughty.
Actívate, que esta noche como quiera lo vamos a hacer. Desnúdate, para desear tus ansias de placer. Envuélveme tu locura, transmíteme tu dulzura. Quiero tenerte desnuda y poseerte a oscura. No perdamos más tiempo, vamos a hacerlo lento. Quiero tener tu cuerpo juntito a mi cuerpo para pasarla bien, pa' que te sientas bien. No te me pongas shy, que te quiero tener. Me seduce, me invita, te quiero tocar.
Let's get naughty, 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 naughty.
Me seduce, me invita, te quiero tocar.
Let's get naughty, 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 naughty.
That just was an awesome, awesome song.
was that
just an awesome, awesome song. So being that Let's Get Naughty, we understand you're coming out with a book.
Yeah.
So please describe how the song goes into the book and everything else.
Oh, absolutely. It's Well, I will not give you all the details,
okay.
But I will give
no,
you the
no,
main.
No, I want to read it.
Of course,
don't say everything.
Angel, come on, bro.
No, I want to read it.
Okay. I'll compromise. I'll tell you a little bit about the book and what it is about.
All right.
I hope my management doesn't.
Don't give it too much away because
yeah.
I want everyone to get it. However, what actually inspired you to write a book?
It inspired something really. It's happening in the world.
Okay.
I spend most of my time in New York City, and my interactions with women, you know, my experience with women, was what actually made me write this book.
Okay.
I feel like I need to help out some brothers out there that are having trouble with the topic, which is women.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 21st century, 2013. Women are the most powerful beings on this planet. They always have been.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in front, mm-hmm. front cover. So they have control of what's going on. New York City is the capital of the world. These women are strong, are powerful, are independent, self-sufficient. And then with that comes a big price. It's become very difficult for men to interact with them in a way that, how can I put it? In a way that they are satisfied.
Okay.
They hold men to a very high standard because they've been held to a very high standard for such a long time.
Right.
So now it's reversed. And I will say a high percentage of women in New York City are single because, unfortunately, a lot of men really don't know how to interact with them. They don't know how to go about it. They don't fulfill those expectations from them. So I'm trying to, my purpose with this book is to give them tips and help them, guide them into having a successful interaction from point A to Z with the women.
Right.
And how to be successful in that area.
Right.
It's going to help a lot of single people. It's going to help a lot of relationships. It's a great thing. I think that, you know, people, the human connection needs to be improved. That's my point, and that's what I'm going to talk about in the book.
That's a cool thing for you to just be inspired. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So the book is completed.
It is completed,
and
yeah.
It'll be out, you said, in about 2 months?
It should be released in about 2 months, yeah.
Wow. And this is going straight to bookstores everywhere else?
Yeah. Mainly the first release is going to be, I'm very independent.
No, that's a good thing.
Then, Amazon or something like that.
Yes, it's going to be released in all the digital stores, iTunes, you know, iBooks, audiobooks, et cetera. Yeah, it's just like my music. You know, my company was established January. We released the first project June, you know, so on and so forth. So it's a fresh, brand new company. My brand is fresh. So it's taking off. I'm just expanding in every aspect possible.
It sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm super.
Yeah, it sounds exciting.
So please, let everybody know where they can contact you for all information as far as music.
Oh, absolutely.
Tours, anything else?
Oh, absolutely. You can visit my website, which is www.englbeast.com. Again, it's www.angelbeast.com. And there you'll find my music, all the information and latest updates from my tours, shows, and anything that you would like to know about Angel Beast.
Wow. And so you've got the book coming out. The single.
Yeah,
out
just
already.
Released EP, yeah.
The video.
Yeah, videos
the
are coming
tour.
Out. Yes, sir.
Hopefully, we're going to go in the studio and work
on
something together.
Oh, yes. We got to right after the show.
Imagine. Making the world a little smaller. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Making people see how small the world is.
I like
wow.
That.
Well said. On that note, I absolutely want to thank you for coming down, spending time with us, and being my very first music guest.
Thank you so much.
Everybody, please head up Angel Beast at www.angelbeast.com.
Thank
for
you.
All tour dates, the book. Are you, by the way, are you going to like go on book signing tour?
Absolutely. It's all going to be connected. Yeah.
And with the, absolutely.
Well, you let us know when.
Absolutely. And I'm very blessed to have been here with you and on your show.
Thank
Anything
you.
Goes. You know, Freestyle Paradise. I'm very blessed and honored. You're a great friend of mine, great, talented artist,
well,
and taking on a new highway, and I'm
small world,
supporting
you.
You
got to expand your horizons.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And Carlos Ramos, remarkable DJ, audio engineer, my very good friend. You know, it's very exciting, and I'm thankful and blessed to have you, Sam, as a DJ. You know, another hit by Carlos Ramos.
Always, my brother, always.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Angel Beast on Freestyle Paradise, Anything Goes with David Eric. Thank you, dude.
Thank you.
For sure.
How awesome was that interview?
Unbelievable, man.
He's just a freaking talented young man.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely awesome.
I think that where they're going with music, man, it's sick. It's sick. I think the global influence on the Caribbean, or the people descendants of the Caribbean in America, predominantly the ones in America, are being molded with this sound. So it's always going to be interesting to see where it goes. You know what I mean? You can't never really pinpoint that sound, that's from, because it's always evolving.
I look forward to reading that book.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to read it.
Yeah.
I want to see his take on that. I'm definitely going to read it. It sounds very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Very talented young man.
Yeah. You know, again, looking at what the DJs mixing and editing this music and the arranging that they're putting into these productions, you know, it's something not to be underestimated, you know? You
definitely can't forget about the DJs.
No.
DJs, they promote all of our craft.
No.
To everyone.
Yeah. Every style. Every,
if it's not for them,
visual,
then
music,
we just,
dance,
absolutely.
Everything. They just have a vision of their own, you know?
Which I'm excited that we have DJ Flash coming up.
Yeah.
Give us
did a nice mix.
Half hour of just
killing.
You're going to wind up getting off your chair and just dancing around your house.
Sweet.
Listening to this.
Sweet. I'm looking
really
forward
nice.
To that. I'm looking forward to that.
Before DJ Flash comes on and gives us our half hour mix, let's go back to one more cover song. We're going to go with Sweet Sensation.
Right.
Can't
right.
forget that they did a popular job with an old Supreme song,
right.
Love Child.
Right.
Their version came out, I believe, in 1990.
Actually,
it was
1990.
The Supreme.
It was like the underground version, the unreleased version might have been like 98.
It became popular on the radio.
Before it hit major label.
1990, it came popular on the radio.
Right.
And the Supremes released that song in 1968.
Right.
So look
right.
what they did with that song, how many years later.
Right.
Matter of fact, let's play it. Here's Sweet Sensation with Love Child.
Don't be
I love the way they do that song.
Unbelievable.
Love it.
Unbelievable. Love it. It just takes you back so many years, you know.
Seeing them perform that, I was just all over the place with them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was good times, man. You know, the early 80s, the mid 80s, into the 90s, you know, freestyle had its hold. It was amazing to wake up one morning and see it wasn't there, you know, when we were so used to hearing it.
Right. That's when, like, MTV came out, like the Paula Abdul, the Milli Vanillis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to put freestyle on mainstream.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that artists such as Judy, Karina, Cynthia,
so many
George,
They're still holding their own.
They still. I mean, even though they ventured out into different genres, they always came back to freestyle, and they always producing more music as far as freestyle.
Yeah.
Why don't we get into a classic by Sweet Sensation? Because
okay.
Then I want to get into the hot mix by DJ Flash.
Yeah, that track, the one we're going to play from Sweet Sensation, was interesting because it has a very interesting Brazilian influence in the very beginning.
It does.
It's just interesting how we spread out throughout the world.
Right.
Our rhythm, you know?
It kind of came from New York to Miami to Chicago, and now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
So let's get on classic. This is Sweet Sensation with Never Let You Go.
I'm
Lifestyle Paradise Radio.
That was an awesome mix by DJ Flash.
Unbelievable, man. Awesome. You know, his selection was great.
It was. I mean, just get up, dance, and just... Let it was go. Amazing.
The flashback.
Can't have a show with freestyle music without mentioning his last name, George Lamont.
Of course, the godfather of freestyle.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The voice is just amazing.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of performing on the show. I opened up for one of his shows, and it's just... The crowd was amazing. His stage presence was awesome. He redid Don't Stop Believing by
right.
Journey.
Right.
Amazing song.
1970 song.
Yeah.
Classic. Like, you wouldn't expect that for a freestyle singer to go do something like that. But he.
I mean,
he
the version that
right
he
back.
Did, it's played all over every radio station.
Yeah.
2008, he came out with that.
Right, right.
He just did an awesome job on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's go with George Lamont, Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
The joy. He took the midnight train.
Carlos, I just want to thank you for being on my very first show.
We
have so many things to talk about.
Man.
We're going to do this again and
again.
This is not the last time we're going
to
be doing this.
For sure.
Make sure you tune in every Monday night with Anything Goes on Freestyle Paradise. I want to thank Mr. Angel Beast for coming down, promoting his music, promoting that book. We're going to see him in shows, definitely. Hopefully he'll get in the studio with us. And work on some music with myself.
Yeah, keep your dreams alive, people.
Absolutely. I want to thank DJ Flash for spinning that awesome track, all those tracks for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great show.
Yeah, definitely.
It was definitely a great show.
Looking forward to the next
I'm
one.
I'm going
to
leave you on this note. We're going to hit you up with a George Lamont classic, Look Into My Eyes. Peace out, everybody.
Remember to keep your head up. Keep love alive. Peace.
Of the day.